when I was in Form 4, that was the first time I had a native English speaker from the Philippines, from Harvard, and he was actually quite quite fun in that he didn't expect much from us. He didn't give us many essays and all that. It wasn't very methodical. It was actually quite wanted to be in a play. He wanted us to write a script. He wanted us to be creative, and I thought it was quite difficult. Yes, because it was a it was definitely full of trauma, really, because it was the first time I ever thought of doing anything, right? And for the most part, I got I thought it was being fun, and I got the lowest grade. And even though I got the lowest grade, I thought that this new experience was quite fun, and I would say that this is really, it's to the benefit of us, really. And I thank the teacher very, very much for being so good to us.
So you had this Filipino teacher come to your school, so your secondary school.
Yes.
So let's move on to the next question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
It was when I... Memorable, not in a positive sense. It was quite negative, really, because... But I think it was around these, around 2 years ago when The Hunger Games, all three books were finished, and people started, many young aspiring authors decided to write their own series following the success of The Hunger Games, such as Divergent by Veronica Roth. And I thought to myself, this could be interesting, so I decided to buy all three immediately, right? And I got through the first book with a lot of, it was just stress, really, because I was reading it for the sake of reading it. It was no longer fun. The writing was terrible. It was in a first-person perspective. It was present tense, and there was just no creativity whatsoever.
It was imitating Hunger
Games. And there
then
was...
you found it's not interesting at all,
yeah.
Because you have read things similar.
Yes, basically. So many of these... Many series now copy off of this, off of, you know, The Hunger Games. I could count maybe more than 10 in the past time I visited the just any one bookstore, and it's almost like an epidemic, really. People should really stop. people should really start writing these dystopian kind of books and just, you know, start writing something new, fresh.